I am my attitude about me. I am my attitude about me. No matter what I do in my life, no matter where I go, no matter how I am, I always am my attitude about me. My attitude about me. What is that attitude about me? Is that attitude about me that I like myself? Is that attitude about me that I think this is a great and a wonderful world? Is that attitude about me I look around me and I see all in divine order? Is that what my attitude is? I think it can be. I think it very well can be. As I look at the lives of successful entrepreneurial people, I think to myself, how am I in relation to them? What makes them successful in doing whatever they're doing, and what makes them successful and happy doing whatever they're doing? Well, what makes another person successful and happy in doing what they're doing is when they listen to their attitudes within themselves and they follow through. Now, we read the stories of many people who are successful in their world, and we see where they fail. We see where they fail, and we put our attention on where they fail, and we say, oh, gee, that's too bad. That's too bad. We think of people who are doing wonderful things with cars and wonderful things with airplanes and wonderful things with space, and we look at them and we say, look at their failures, look at their failures. And then, as we look at their failures, we see nothing else but failures. And then some bright, charming person comes along and says, hey, look at their successes. And then they begin to add up their successes and say how successful these people really are. They point out how they are accomplishing many goals, some goals they're working on. Now, if you had, say, 100 houses, and you were building them all at the same time, these houses would all be in various stages of building, and they'd be in stages of creation. And then you'd look at some of the houses that were not done, and you'd say, why aren't they done? And you look at other houses that are done, you say, oh, how wonderful those houses are that are all done. And then people would come up to you and say, hey, that house had a brick out of place. That house had a window that was not put in properly. That house had, and then we say, okay, let's look at how wonderful it is. I am my attitude of the divine in me. I am my attitude about me. What is my attitude about me? What is my attitude about the houses that I'm building, and some not being perfect, some being perfect? All the houses I build are as perfect as I have my attitude about them, as I give them my attention. And when a house is not quite exactly like it was designed to be, I remodel it a little bit. I make it slight change in it to make it perfect, and there's no big deal about it. The perfection is always there. The perfect idea of a perfect house is always there. The perfect idea of me doing whatever I like to do is always there. Now, how do I bring that out? How do people who are so active in so many things bring it out? You look at somebody who is a very successful writer, and they've written a book. And you read that book and you say, wow, that is a super book. And then that person writes another book. Wow, it's a super book. They have a style about them. They have a technique about them of writing the perfect book. And they write the perfect book. They write the perfect book not because they want to write it, but because it already exists within them, and they follow their attitude about it and live their attitude about it and express their attitude about themselves in all beautiful ways. You and I can do the same thing. I am my attitude about me at all times. And what is my attitude about me? Am I a successful author of novels? Then I'm a success. I know the technique, and I go forth and do it. And I love doing it. I love being the author of novels. I love doing whatever it is I'm successful in doing. When Michelangelo did his artistry, he was successful one piece after another. Do you think he ever created a piece that was less than beautiful and less than perfect? No. He would keep working on it until he brought out that perfection. When he painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, were there ever any errors up there? Were there ever anything that was done improperly? Was there ever a problem that he faced? Sure, lots of times. And how did he handle it? He just knew that he was doing perfectly what he did. He didn't call himself a genius. He was. He just knew that he could do and did do his best. And his best was exactly what pleased him. And he put the expressions on these people when he did these paintings. He put the expressions on them. He was an artist, and he was an intellectual, and he was a man who read these books. He read the Bible. He knew what these biblical characters were supposed to be like. At least he knew it from his understanding. And he did it as best he could from his understanding, from his own attitude. You and I are always working from our own attitude. And when we stick to our own attitude, what we believe it is, we will do our best. When we write books that we are comfortable writing, we'll write great books. When we develop friendships that we feel are good, these friendships will be fantastic. When we do anything in our life which is representative of our attitude about ourselves, we will be a success at it. In any area of your life right now, if you'd like to be a success, figure out what your attitude is about that. You're not going to be a success at something you don't like, or something that you're not interested in, or something that you're not giving your very best to. You're going to be a success in something that comes naturally to you. Something that is your attitude about yourself. Something that is your expression about your heart and your life and your love. And this is what we want to all learn to do. Find out what it is that is our inner drive, our inner light, our inner love. Nothing, doesn't that be something fantastic or great or marvelous? It'll be marvelous because it's our attitude expressing itself. And you and I have dozens and thousands and millions of attitudes in us over everything that we do and say and think and are. And we express these attitudes by what we create through them. And if we look at another person and we see them happy, then we're creating a happy attitude and we have a happy relationship. If we look at another person and create them sad for whatever reason, it may have nothing to do with us, we say, then we are sad. We know sadness. We know sadness in our life. And who needs that? Our attitude is always one of gladness, always one of joy, always one of peace, always one of harmony, always one of magic. And that's all that matters, isn't it? I am my attitude about myself. Now, who are you? What is your attitude about yourself? Just let go and it'll be revealed. And if your attitude is that you are a likable person and you like everybody, that is where you go. If you are a person who is unhappy about everything, then that's the way you go. Walk into it today and know that that's your life. That's your world. That's who you are. I know that's who I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.